Dear people, for several months now, a young lady has been encountering Christ beautifully and deeply. And so we're going to receive her into the church after my homily here. And then the Holy Spirit's going to come and confirm her. Christ is real. People really encounter him. And this young lady is proof for all of us. But I want to focus my brief words this morning on the Holy Spirit coming down on us and pouring out on us, which is going to happen in a special way in confirmation. Part of it is I just don't want to talk about a gospel with seven husbands and all this stuff. The image, it's so beautiful, and I talk about this with the kids in the school, and they just get totally engaged. This beautiful image in the Eucharistic Prayer 2, which was written about 300 AD, 200 AD. So for about 1,800 years, it's been prayed thousands of times every day. Send your Holy Spirit upon them like the dewfall. The image of the Holy Spirit's coming is dewfall, not rain. And it's powerful that the church has used dewfall as the image and not rain. Why? Because rain can cause floods, can do damage. Dewfall is always gentle. You will never hear an alert on TV about a bridge being washed out because of a dewfall. The Holy Spirit's coming is always gentle. But as St. Francis de Sales says, there's nothing more strong than true gentleness. And there's nothing more gentle than true strength. That the gentleness of the Holy Spirit isn't wimpy. It's strong precisely because he's gentle, secure. The second thing this image brings so beautifully is that dewfall becomes present invisibly. We see rain fall. We don't see the dewfall happening until we walk through the grass and our toes are wet. We don't see the presence coming, but we feel the presence of dewfall. The same with the Holy Spirit. And lastly, dewfall. You can have rain and not need it for a couple of weeks. But if all you have is dewfall, you need it every day. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit coming to us every day to refresh us. Let our hearts long for him. It's still the age of Pentecost. The last mystery to happen was Pentecost. And the next mystery is the second coming of Christ, which we celebrate tomorrow. And in between there is the age of Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit. Let us beg him and long for his refreshing, gentle, mysterious presence to keep us strong.